Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and we are in Grand Rapids at Long Road Distillers, and we're here with Adam Rodriguez. And what kind of drink are you making for us?
Today I'm making a drink called Strang's Crown, basically showcasing one of our Misogyn cocktails. Misogyn is something we're quite proud of here at Long Road Distillers. Long Road kind of has always felt like we had a sense of place in West Michigan, so our gin is all Michigan-based botanicals.
So I'm used to gins that have things like lemon peel, and those don't grow in Michigan. What did you guys use instead?
To emulate the lemon, we ended up working with local farms for lemon balm and lemon verbena. They're both herbs that kind of have a very, like a nice citrus body to kind of emulate a lot of those flavors.
And then what else?
So we worked with a farm here in town. We got some blueberry. We wild foraged some sumac here in Grand Rapids. And then we ended up doing a staff trip to Beaver Island to do kind of an expedition to forage wild juniper, which grows rampant up there.
It took the whole staff to go to Beaver Island. That sounds like a vacation.
That's a story in itself. So we basically had found that it was just growing up there pretty wild. We ended up bringing half of our entire production team and half of our front of house and spent 2 days in the rain just out in the fields packing it. And at first it was kind of a just labor, and then once you get to tasting it, it became a labor of love. It makes for an exceptional product to have fresh juniper, so we're really proud of it. I'm proud to be part of the team that was able to go out there, and I really like to showcase this. I talk about it all the time. I think this is one of the great things that helps us have more of a sense of place in this town, the state of Michigan, and I think it's an excellent product.
So what cocktail did you mix it into?
Going back to the Beaver Island, we kind of wanted to showcase some of the history of Beaver Island. So we named this cocktail Strang's Crown after the Mormon King of Beaver Island. So the drink I'm going to be making for you guys today is 1.5 ounces of our Michigan. We make a fenugreek simple syrup, equal parts sugar, and we make a fenugreek tea. 1 ounce vermouth, dry vermouth, 0.75 lemon, and we shake it, serve it in a Collins with ice, and garnish it with lemon.
This looks like a lemonade. I mean, it really does. And I can smell the lemon off of it. I haven't tasted it yet. Is the idea this is an adult lemonade?
It really is. It definitely showcases the Michigan, so you're going to get a lot of like this fresh herbal flavor. You get a lot of lemon. But what's really cool about this is that fenugreek isn't really a known seed, but it has a lot of flavors of like an earthy maple syrup. So you get this like rich, tart, herbal. It's delicious. I loved it.
Well, Tammy, go ahead and take a drink and tell me what it's about.
Well, I already had a sip while you guys were talking, and I can definitely agree. I was surprised when I tasted it because it looks like a really refreshing summer sipper. But when I tasted it, I was like, oh, there's this depth there, which must be coming from the fenugreek, and it's really interesting, and I'm going to sip it again now.
Of course you are. All right, I'm going to give it a try, too. Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on there, and that what is it? Fenugreek?
Fenugreek.
Fenugreek. I've not heard of that before. But I can tell you that's a taste I didn't know before. And I've tasted Michigan before, so I can tell that from the difference of the fenugreek tea. So how popular is this drink?
I think a little of people are afraid of fenugreek, but I think that this is one of our more popular Michigan cocktails that we have.
That's Adam Rodriguez with Strang's Crown. It's a nice cocktail. We'll have the recipe online as well. That's from Long Road Distillers in Grand Rapids.
Cheers.